In a statement released today, the UN Humanitarian Coordinator in Sudan, Khadieta Londiaye, said about 14,000 people had been displaced from a Roseres locality in Blue Nile following the deadly violence that began in Genis Town and other parts of Roseres 5 days ago. "We are deeply concerned. Lives have been lost. Thousands of people had to flee and seek safety and shelter, and lives of many others have been disrupted," said Londiaye. She also called on all parties to stop the violence, talk to each other, and seek mutually acceptable solutions. The statement says there are reports of an additional 1,000 people displaced in Roseres and another 500 outside Aldamazin town, and that the total number of displaced is likely to increase as information from other areas of the state comes in. Londiaye says the UN aid agencies are providing assistance to thousands of vulnerable people in parts of the Blue Nile state and stands ready to support the people affected by the latest violence with emergency health kits, medicines, and other supplies. Londiaye says the clashes are occurring at a time when humanitarian needs in Sudan are already at an all-time high, noting more than 14 million people require some form of life-saving assistance. Ashraf Atham, a political and social science lecturer at Sudan's Nilen University, accuses traditional leaders of neglecting traditional customs and reconciliation mechanisms for resolving dispute because they are siding with politicians and looking out for their own personal interests.
Traditional mechanisms for resolving disputes used to be effective in the past among different ethnic groups in Sudan. But over the past decades, the politicians have been influencing the traditional leaders and have dragged them into the political sphere. Therefore, traditional reconciliation mechanisms have lost their meaning.
Professor Atham says Sudanese leaders lack the ability to provide protection and security to civilians. He also says the spread of firearms has aggravated the situation and contributes to the never-ending cycle of violence among certain Sudanese communities.
Sudanese politicians need to reach consensus in order to manage and administer this multicultural country. The government needs to prove its ability to control the country by providing security to all citizens in this country.
Intercommunal clashes erupted between Hausa and Berti tribes in Blue Nile State on Friday over an alleged killing of two farmers from the Hausa tribe. The violence quickly took an ethnic dimension. Sudanese authorities dispatched additional troops to the area earlier this week to de-escalate tensions between the two rival tribes. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.